You're listening to SBS News.
Perpetrators of Islamophobic attacks in Australia appear to have become more brazen, with new figures showing a 30% increase in attacks in places guarded by security officers and under surveillance. A new analysis of hate crimes also shows that Muslim women and girls were the most common targets of the nearly 350 Islamophobic incidents reported over a two-year period, with abuse starting from as early as preschool. The 2019 Islamophobia in Australia report found 60% of attacks occurred in public in 2016 and 2017, double the proportion of recorded incidents in the previous 15 months. Excluding online abuse, in at least half of the 202 remaining cases, victims noted that people who were passing by did not offer to help. Ramia Abdo Sultan, a Muslim solicitor, says these online insults often have real-world consequences.
What we found in the previous report, and this report shows, that's how it operates in Australia at least. And one is where, and I think this is applicable to other contexts and countries as well, heavily, I think, sexist language and also sexism within Islamophobia, because when we look at both online and offline cases, in both cases, we found men are always perpetrators and women are always victims.
The report, produced by Charles Sturt University's Centre for Islamic Studies and Civilization, found more than 70% of the victims were Muslim women and girls. They were subject to verbal abuse, profanities, physical intimidation and death threats in public places, most often while shopping. Anglo-Celtic males were the perpetrators in three-quarters of cases. Many of the insults focused on Muslims' appearance and religion, with 96% of women respondents wearing a hijab at the time. Lead author Dr. Daria Inair says Islamophobia in Australia is closely linked with sexist language.
The things and the comments and statements that we see online and the hate speech that we see online has very often, as we've seen, translated into practice and into the real world, and that's what's concerning. So it's no longer just making comments, it's actually an execution of those comments as such.
While the period examined by researchers is well before the Christchurch mosque's attack in March, they note the alarming intensity of hate rhetoric in those years that may have groomed the suspected terrorist, including a high number of death threats. Ibrahim Dadoon, from United Muslims of Australia, says many people in the Muslim community were unaware they could report instances of Islamophobia, so the number of incidents may be far higher.
Unfortunately, within our community, we don't actually report these things, which is a bit of an issue, partly because the community might be afraid to report these things, or they may be unaware about these issues, that when they do report them, it may actually help them in any way or shape or form. So I think community awareness is something that we need to get into.
The report states, online and offline, people have detailed how they would like to murder all Muslims, and yet there appeared to be no investigation or prosecution, raising serious questions about the fitness of existing laws. The Islamophobia Register Australia has launched a crowdfunding campaign to support its next report that will examine the period leading up to and immediately following the Christchurch tragedy. Ben Madden, SBS News.